Ever wonder about those pieces of political mail that you get before an election? Jerry Skernick, a New York City political consultant, is one of the people who gets your name for those mailing lists. He's worked for 100 candidates who are running in Tuesday's primary, including several contenders for mayor. NPR's Margot Adler paid him a visit.
Jerry Skernick sits in the cluttered office that his company, Prime New York, shares with a law firm. Papers are everywhere. His fingers are either tapping at a keyboard or hugging a phone to his ear.
Not people who voted in 97, though. People who voted last year, because you have a good chance that they're still alive and they haven't moved.
At 52 years old, Skernick has a runner's body, dark hair, a mustache, glasses. But it's his head that's unusual. It's filled with a million details about New York politics, from census data to the ethnic makeup of almost every zip code. What he does is take Board of Election voter records, add telephone numbers.
We run the name through an ethnic dictionary. If the Board of Elections doesn't provide what the voter history is, how often they vote, we sometimes send researchers to do that.
I wondered if he had my voting record. He quickly went to a website run by a company that Prime New York partners with. He put in my name.
Last name is Adler.
A-D-L-E-R.
All he needs is first name, last name, and zip code. Then click.
So what comes back is Margot S. Adler, gender female, with your phone number.
We won't put my affiliation
right,
on the tape.
With your party affiliation. And we learned that in 1991, you voted in the special election. 1992, you
on and on, every election in the past 10 years, and I was worried about credit card information being public. The only thing Skernick can't find is whom I voted for, thank goodness. But mostly, Skernick is not interested in individuals. Although when John Corzine ran for Senate in New Jersey, the fact that he had seldom voted became an issue in the campaign. What most people want from Skernick is lists. No one can afford to phone or send mail to 3 million people in a mayoral campaign, for example. So targeting is essential. Today, an order has come from a candidate running for city council. Here's what she wants.
All non-Chinese Democratic women households with a voter who voted in the 2000 general who are under 45 years of age.
This candidate has several Asian opponents and is selecting people who have voted recently. Skernick sets up the order on the computer, describes the parameters, and enters it.
In about 5 minutes, I can download this file and then email it to the customer.
The resulting list will have names and telephone numbers for about 6,000 people. You may ask, how do you know someone is Chinese or black, for example? You can run names through an ethnic dictionary, but without a knowledge of neighborhoods, you can easily confuse a Polish Jew with a Polish Catholic. If someone wants black voters in a predominantly black neighborhood,
we then select voters with Irish surnames, like Eddie Murphy or Bill Lynch, people with French surnames, because those are likely to be Haitians, people with Swedish names, Johnson is a Swedish name, and uncoded names, names like Smith and Miller, which in a, you know, a black neighborhood are probably black.
Skernick tells of a competitor who thought a neighborhood of Haitians was filled with French Canadians. The cost of these names to a candidate can be $25 to $50 per thousand, cheaper than radio or television. When asked if these mailings are effective, Skernick has a ready reply.
There are 1,000 things you do in a campaign. Only 5 or 6 of them matter, but you don't know what they are, so you have to do all of them.
Skernick has been involved in politics since the 1960s. He was the first paid political employee of Ed Koch's mayoral campaign. While his company works mostly with Democrats, he's come to realize he loves politics no matter what. In 1973, he walked into an office of a candidate he opposed and saw people working on a project.
I saw them doing it and I started helping them out. And then I realized, you know, I sort of like this game even if I don't even care about the candidate.
Skernick says politics is the same game now, it's just more sophisticated. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.